We want to tell you about the Word that gives life, the one who existed before the world began. This is the one we have heard and have seen with our own eyes. We saw that he did, and our hands touched him. Yes, the one who is life was shown to us. We saw him, and so we can tell others about him. We now tell you about him. He is the eternal life that was with God the Father and was shown to us. We are telling you about what we have seen and heard because we want you to have fellowship with us. The fellowship we share together is with God the Father and His Son, Jesus Christ. We write these things to you so that you can be full of joy with us. We heard the true teaching from God. Now we tell it to you. God is light, and in Him there is no darkness. So, if we say that we share in life with God, but we continue living in darkness, we are liars. We don't follow the truth. We should live in the light where God is. If we live in the light, we have fellowship with each other. And the blood sacrifice of Jesus, God's Son, washes away every sin and makes us clean. If we say we have no sin, we are fooling ourselves and the truth is not in us. But if we confess our sins, God will forgive us. We can trust God to do this. He always does what is right. He will make us clean from all the wrong things we have done. If we say that we have not sinned, we are saying that God is a liar and that we don't accept His true teaching. My dear children, I write this letter to you so that you will not sin. But if anyone sins, we have Jesus Christ to help us. He always did what was right, so He is able to defend us before God the Father. Jesus is the way our sins are taken away, and He is the way all people can have their sins taken away too. If we obey what God has told us to do, then we are sure that we know Him. If we say we know God but do not obey His commands, we are lying. The truth is not in us. But when we obey God's teaching, His love is truly working in us. This is how we know that we are living in Him. If we say we live in God, we must live the way Jesus lived. My dear friends, I am not writing a new command to you. It is the same command you have heard since the beginning. The command is the teaching you have already heard. But what I write is also a new command. It is a true one. You can see its truth in Jesus and in yourself. The darkness is passing away and the true light is already shining. Someone might say, I am in the light, but if they hate any of their brothers or sisters in God's family, they are still in the darkness. Those who love their brothers and sisters live in the light, and there is nothing in them that will make them do wrong. But whoever hates their brothers or sisters is in darkness. They live in darkness. They don't know where they are going because the darkness has made them blind. I write to you, dear children, because your sins are forgiven through Christ. I write to you, fathers, because you know the one who existed from the beginning. I write to you, young people, because you have defeated the evil one. I write to you, children, because you know the Father. I write to you, fathers, because you know the one who existed from the beginning. I write to you, young people, because you are strong. The Word of God lives in you, and you have defeated the evil one. Don't love this evil world or the things in it. If you love the world, you do not have the love of the Father in you. This is all there is in the world, wanting to please our sinful selves, wanting the sinful things we see, and being too proud of what we have. But none of these come from the Father. They come from the world. The world is passing away, and all the things that people want in the world are passing away. But whoever does what God wants will live forever. Dear children, the end is near. You have heard that the ending of Christ is coming, and now many enemies of Christ are already here. So we know that the end is near. These enemies were in our group, but they left us. They did not really belong to us. If they were really part of our group, they would have stayed with us, but they left. This shows that none of them really belong to us. You have the gift that the Holy One gave you, so you all know the truth. Do you think I am writing this letter because you do not know the truth? No, I am writing because you do know the truth, and you know that no lies comes from the truth. So, who is a liar? It is the one who says Jesus is not the Messiah. Whoever says that is the enemy of Christ. The one who does not believe in the Father or in His Son. Whoever does not believe in the Son does not have the Father. But whoever accepts the Son has the Father too. Be sure that you continue to follow the teachings you heard from the beginning. If you do that, you will always be in the Son and in the Father. And this is what the Son promised us, eternal life. I am writing this letter about those who are trying to lead you in the wrong way. Christ gave you a special gift. You still have this gift in you. So you don't need anyone to teach you. The gift He gave you teaches you about everything. It is a true gift, not a false one. You continue to live in Christ as His gift taught you. Yes, my dear children, live in Him. If we do this, we can be without fear on the day when Christ comes again. We will not need to hide or be ashamed when He comes. You know that Christ always did what was right, so you know that all those who do what is right are God's children. The Father has loved us so much. This shows how much He loved us. We are called children of God, and we really are His children. But the people in the world don't understand that we are God's children because they have not known Him. Dear friends, now we are children of God. We have not yet been shown what we will be in the future. But we know that when Christ comes again, we will be like Him. We will see Him just as He is. He is pure, and everyone who has this hope in Him keeps himself pure like Christ. Anyone who sins breaks God's law. Yes, sinning is the same as living against God's law. You know that Christ came to take away people's sins. There is no sin in Christ. So whoever lives in Christ does not continue to sin. If they continue to sin, they have never really understood Christ and have never known Him. Dear children, don't let anyone lead you into the wrong way. Christ always did what was right. So to be good like Christ, you must do what is right. The devil has been sinning from the beginning. Anyone who continues to sin belongs to the devil. The Son of God came for this, to destroy the devil's work. Those who are God's children do not continue to sin, because the new life God gave them stays in them. They cannot keep sinning because they have become children of God. So we can see who God's children are and who the devil's children are. These are the ones who are not God's children, those who do not do what is right, and those who do not love their brothers and sisters in God's family. This is the teaching you have heard from the beginning. We must love each other. Don't be like Cain. He belongs to the evil one. Cain killed his brother, but why did he kill him? Because what Cain did was evil, and what his brother did was good. Brothers and sisters, don't be surprised when the people of the world hates you. We know that we have left death and have come into life. We know this because we love each other as brothers and sisters. Anyone who does not love is still in death. Anyone who hates a fellow believer is a murderer. And you know that no murderer has eternal life. This is how we know that the real love is. Jesus gave His life for us. So we should give our lives for each other as brothers and sisters. Suppose as believers who is rich enough to have all the necessities of life sees a fellow believer who is poor and does not have even basic needs. What if the rich believer does not help the poor one? Then it is clear that God's love is not in that person's heart. My children, our love should not be only words and talk. No, our love should be real. We must show our love by the things we do. That's how we know we belong to the way of truth. And when our hearts makes us feel guilty, we can still have peace before God, because God is greater than our hearts. He knows everything. My dear friends, if we don't feel that we are doing wrong, We can be without fear when we come to God, and God gives us what we ask for. We receive it because we obey God's commands and do what pleases Him. This is what God commands, that we believe in His Son, Jesus Christ, and that we love each other as He commanded. All who obey God's commands live in God, and God lives in them. How do we know that God lives in us? We know because the Spirit He gave us. My dear friends, many false prophets are in the world now, so don't believe every spirit, but test the spirits to see if they are from God. This is how you can recognize good spirits. One spirit says, I believe that Jesus is the Messiah who came to earth and became a man. That spirit is from God. Another spirit refuses to say this about Jesus. That spirit is not from God. This is the spirit of the enemy of Christ. You have heard that the enemy of Christ is coming, and now he is already in the world. My children, you belong to God, so you have already defeated these false prophets. That's because the one who is in you is greater than the one who is in the world. And they belong to the world, so that what they say is from the world too. And the world listens to what they say, but we are from God, so the people who know God listen to us. But the people who are not from God does not listen to us. This is how we know the spirit that is true and the spirit that is false. The people who believe that Jesus is the Messiah are God's children. Everyone who loves the Father also loves the Father's children. How do we know that we love God's children? We know because we love God and we obey His commands. Loving God means obeying His commands, and God's commands are not too hard for us, because everyone who is a child of God has the power to win against the world. It is our faith that has won the victory against the world. So who wins against the world? Only those who believe that Jesus is the Son of God. Jesus Christ is the one who came. He came with water and with blood. He did not come by water only. No, Jesus came by both water and blood. And the Spirit tells us that this is true. The Spirit is the truth. So there are three witnesses that tell us about Jesus: the Spirit, the water, and the blood. These three witnesses agree. We believe people when they say something is true, but when God says it's more important. And this is what God told us. He told us the truth about His own Son. Whoever believes in the Son of God has the truth that God told us. But people who do not believe God make God a liar, because they do not believe what God has told about us about His Son. That is what God told us. God has given us eternal life, and this life is in His Son. Whoever has the Son has life, but whoever does not have the Son of God does not have life. I write to this letter to you who believe in the Son of God. I write so that you will know that you have eternal life now. We can come to God with no doubts. This means that when we ask God for things and those things agree with what God wants for us, God cares about what we say. He listens to us every time we ask Him. So we know that He gives us whatever we ask from Him. Suppose you see a fellow believer sinning, sin that does not lead to eternal death. You should pray for them. Then God will give them life. I am talking about people whose sin does not lead to eternal death. There is a sin that leads to death. I don't mean that you should pray about that kind of sin. Doing wrong is always sin, but there is a sin that does not lead to eternal death. We know that those who have been made God's children do not continue to sin. The Son of God keeps them safe. The evil one cannot hurt them. We know that we belong to God, but the evil one controls the whole world. And we know that the Son of God has come and has given us understanding. So now we can know the one who is true. And we live in that true God. We are in the Son, Jesus Christ. He is the true God, and He is eternal life. So, dear children, keep yourself away from false gods. Let not your heart be troubled. You believe in God, believe also in me. In my Father's house are many mansions. If it were not so, I would have told you. I go to prepare a place for you, and if I go and prepare a place for you, I will come again and receive you to myself, that where I am, there you may be also. And where I go, you know, and the way you know. Thomas said to him, Lord, we don't know where you're going, and how can we know the way? Jesus said to him, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No one comes to the Father except through me. If you had known me, you would have known my Father also. And from now on, you know him and have seen him. Philip said to him, Lord, show us the Father, and it will be sufficient for us. Jesus said to him, Have I been with you so long, and yet you have not known me, Philip? He who has seen me has seen the Father. So how can you say, Show us the Father? Do you not believe that I am in the Father, and the Father in me? The words that I speak to you, I do not speak of my own authority, but the Father who dwells in me does the works. Believe me that I am in the Father, and the Father in me. Or else believe me for the sake of the works themselves. Most assuredly I say to you, he who believes in me, the works that I do, he will do also, and greater works than these will he do, because I go to my Father. And whatever you ask in my name, that I will do, that the Father may be glorified in the Son. If you ask anything in my name, I will do it. If you love me, keep my commandments, and I will pray the Father, and he will give you another helper, that he may abide with you forever, the Spirit of truth, whom the world cannot receive, because it neither sees him nor knows him. But you know him, for he dwells in you, and will be in you. I will not leave you orphans, I will come to you. A little while longer, and the world will see me no more, but you will see me. Because I live, you will live also. At that day you will know that I am in my Father, and you in me, and I in you. He who has my commandments and keeps them, it is he who loves me, and he who loves me will be loved by my Father. And I will love him and manifest myself to him. Judas, not Iscariot, said to him, Lord, how is it that you will manifest yourself to us and not to the world? Jesus answered and said to him, If anyone loves me, he will keep my word, and my Father will love him, and we will come to him and make our home with him. He who does not love me does not keep my words, and the words which you hear is not mine, but the Father who sent me. These things I have spoken to you while I being present with you. But the Helper, the Holy Spirit, whom the Father will send in my name, he will teach you all things and bring to your remembrance all things that I said to you. Peace I leave with you. My peace I give to you. Not as the world gives do I to you. Let not your heart be troubled, neither let it be afraid. You have heard me say to you, I am going away and coming back to you. If you love me, you will rejoice because I said I am going to the Father, for my Father is greater than I. And now I have told you before it comes, that when it does come to pass, you may believe. I will no longer talk much with you, for the ruler of this world is coming, and he has nothing in me. But that the world may know that I love the Father, and as the Father gave me commandments, so I do. Arise, let us go from here. I am the true vine, and my Father is the vine dresser. Every branch in me that does not bear fruit, he takes away, and every branch that bears fruit, he prunes, that it may bear more fruit. You are already clean because of the word which I have spoken to you. Abide in me, and I in you. As the branch cannot bear fruit of itself it abides in the vine, neither can you unless you abide in me. I am the vine, you are the branches. He who abides in me, and I in him, bears much fruit. For without me, you can do nothing. If anyone does not abide in me, he is cast out as a branch and is withered. And they gather them and throw them into the fire, and they are burned. If you abide in me, and my words abide in you, you will ask what you desire, and it shall be done for you. By this my Father is glorified, that you bear much fruit. So you will be my disciples. As the Father loved me, I have also loved you. Abide in my love. If you keep my commandments, you will abide in my love, just as I kept my Father's commandments and abide in his love. These things I have spoken to you, that my joy may remain in you, and that your joy may be full. This is my commandment, that you love one another as I have loved you. Greater love has no one than this, than to lay down one's life for his friends. You are my friends if you do whatever I command you. No longer do I call you servants, for a servant does not know what his master is doing. But I have called you friends, for all things that I heard from my Father, I have made known to you. You did not choose me, but I chose you and appointed you that you should go and bear fruit, and that your fruit should remain, that whatever you ask the Father in my name, he may give you. These things I command you, that you love one another. If the world hates you, you know that it hated me first. If you were of the world will love its own. Yet, because you are not of the world, but I chose you out of the world, therefore the world hates you. Remember the word that I said to you. A servant is not greater than his master. If they persecuted me, they will also persecute you. If they keep my word, they will keep yours also. But all these things they will do to you for my name's sake, because they do not know him who sent me. If I had not come and spoken to them, they would have no sin. But now they have no excuse for their sin. He who hates me hates my Father also. If I had not done among them the works which no one else did, they would have no sin. But now they have seen and also hated both me and my Father. But this happened that the word might be fulfilled which is written in their law. They hated me without a cause. But when the Helper comes, whom I will send to you from the Father, the Spirit of truth, who proceeds from the Father, he will testify of me, and you also will bear witness, because you have been with me from the beginning. These things I have spoken to you, that you should not be made to stumble. They will put you out of the synagogues. Yes, the time is coming that whosoever kills you will think that they're offering God service. And these things they will do to you because they have not known the Father nor me. But these things I have told you, that when the time comes you may remember that I told you of them. And these things I did not say to you at the beginning because I was with you. But now I go away to him who sent me, and none of you ask me, where are you going? But because I have said these things to you, sorrow has filled your hearts. Nevertheless, I tell you the truth. It is for your advantage that I go away. For if I do not go away, the Helper will not come to you. But if I depart, I will send him to you. And when he has come, he will convict the world of sin, and of righteousness, and of judgment. Of sin, because they do not believe in me. Of righteousness, because I go to my Father, and you see me no more. Of judgment, because the ruler of this world is judged. I still have many things to say to you, but you cannot bear them now. However, when he, the Spirit of truth, has come, he will guide you into all truth. For he will not speak on his own authority, but whatever he hears, he will speak, and he will tell you things to come. He will glorify me, for he will take of what is mine and declare it to you. All things that the Father has are mine. Therefore I said that he will take of mine and declare it to you. A little while and you will not see me, and again a little while you will see me, because I go to the Father. Then some of his disciples said among themselves, What is this that he says to us, A little while and you will not see me, and again a little while you will see me, and because I go to the Father. They said, therefore, What is this that he says, A little while? We do not know what he is saying. Now Jesus knew that they desired to ask him, and he said to them, Are you inquiring among yourself about what I said? A little while, and you will not see me, and again a little while, and you will see me. Most assuredly, I say to you that you will weep and lament, but the world will rejoice, and you will be sorrowful, but your sorrow will be turned into joy. A woman, when she is in labor, has sorrow because her hour has come. But as soon as she has given birth to the child, she no longer remembers the anguish, for joy that a human being has been born into the world. Therefore, you now have sorrow, but I will see you again, and your heart will rejoice, and your joy no one will take from you. And in that day you will ask me nothing. Most assuredly I say to you, whatsoever you ask my Father in my name, he will give you. Until now you have asked nothing in my name. Ask and you will receive, that your joy may be full. These things I have spoken to you in figurative language, but the time is coming when I will no longer speak to you in figurative language, but I will tell you plainly about the Father. In that day you will ask in my name, and I do not say to you that I shall pray the Father for you. For the Father himself loves you, because you have loved me, and I have believed that I came forth from God. I came forth from the Father and have come into the world. Again, I leave the world and go to the Father. His disciples said to him, See now, you are speaking plainly and using no figure of speech. Now we are sure that you know all things and have no need that anyone should question you. By this we believe that you came forth from God. Jesus answered them, Do you now believe? Indeed. The hour is coming, yes, has now come, that you will be scattered, each to his own, and will leave me alone. And yet I am not alone, because the Father is with me. These things I have spoken to you, that in me you may have peace. In the world you will have tribulations, but be of good cheer, I have overcome the world. Jesus spoke these words, lifted up his eyes to heaven, and said, Father, the hour has come. Glorify your Son, that your Son also may glorify you, as you have given him authority over all flesh, that he should give eternal life to as many as you have given him. And this is eternal life, that you may know you, that they may know you, the only true God, and Jesus Christ, whom you have sent. I have glorified you on the earth. I have finished the work which you have given me to do. And now, O Father, glorify me together with yourself, with the glory which I had with you before the world was. I have manifested your name to the men whom you have given me out of the world. They were yours, you gave them to me, and they have kept your word. Now they have known that all things which you have given me are from you. For I have given to them the words which you have given me, and they have received them, and have known surely that I came forth from you, and they have believed that you sent me. I pray for them. I do not pray for the world, but for those whom you have given me, for they are yours, and all mine are yours, and yours are mine, and I am glorified in them. Now I am no longer in the world, but these are in the world, and I come to you, Holy Father. Keep through your name those you have given me, that they may be one as we are. While I was with them in the world, I kept them in your name. Those whom you gave me I have kept, and none of them is lost except the sons of perdition, that the scripture might be fulfilled. But now I come to you, and these things I speak in the world, that they may have my joy fulfilled in themselves. I have given them your word, and the world has hated them because they are not of the world, just as I am not of the world. I do not pray that you should take them out of the world, but that you should keep them from the evil one. They are not of the world, just as I am not of the world. Sanctify them by your truth. Your word is truth. As you sent me into the world, I also have sent them into the world. And for their sakes, I sanctify myself, that they also may be sanctified by the truth. I do not pray for these alone, but also for those who will believe in me through their word, that they all may be one, as you, Father, are in me, and I in you, that they also may be one in us, that the world may believe that you sent me. And the glory which you gave me I have given them, that they may be one, just as we are one, I in them and you in me, that they may be made perfect in one, and that the world may know that you have sent me, and have loved them as you have loved me. Father, I desire that they also whom you gave me may be with me where I am, that they may behold my glory which you have given me. For you loved me before the foundations of the world. O righteous Father, the world has not known you, but I have known you, and these have known that you sent me, and I have declared them to your name, and will declare it, that the love with which you love me may be in them, and I in them.